Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatrop in the Creation Lightship. So happy Friday, December 3rd, 2010. End of the week here. A lot of timeline crashings, a lot of people I've talked with who've kind of been up and down, feeling better after the timelines are crashed, but in the process kind of are wondering what's happening. A lot of people have commented that their friends kind of act a little strange. And they snap out of it. So this is kind of a continuous process here going on. You can tell by looking at the clouds what's going on too. So if you're kind of curious, look at your clouds. You might find an indication of the clouds being broken up. On the website we have the pictures that I took of New York. They kind of look like ice particles or pieces of ice that maybe say you had an ice tray or you know maybe in your refrigerator and you took it out before the ice was fully hardened, and they have like cracks between the different ice pieces, kind of like floating ice that you might see from an airplane view looking on the ocean where you have individual pieces floating. So that's one indication. Boy, just a lot's going on right now. We just this evening put up the new clearing, which is timeline crashing for everybody. So it's $20 for the week, and I know that part is up on it, and it'll be $60 for the month. We're still doing some work in process on it a little bit, but there could be another clearing maybe added to it, possibly, but I don't think so, but it's up right now. So if you want to experience that, just go onto the website. I think you can go to the key on the left side and type in timeline crashing, and you will be there. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there anywhere in cyberspace?
Hi, yeah, I'm here, Ron. It's great to be on our Friday paranormal show, and like you said, one of the more paranormal things we're dealing with is all this timeline crashing that you're just putting on that website, which is just amazing. What a great, great thing to be able to do. So, yeah, it's real exciting. And like you said, some people may be feeling it more than others, and it could rock your boat a little bit. But really, it's just amazing to be able to find out about all that. So I wanted to welcome callers. You might want to comment on that or any other questions you might have. And I did put up the call-in numbers. One of the call-in number is our toll-free number. We're on station 2 right now. And the call-in numbers, oh, actually, there's no toll-free, sorry. Because we are on station 2, sorry, it takes me a little bit of time sometimes here. 530-413-4511 is the line A1, and then we have three other lines that you may call in. It's four altogether on BBS Radio Station 2. We also have a Q&A call tonight that you can call in right after this show, and you may stay on the fast chat if you want to. And speak more directly to Ron with questions that you might have. And also that call in, that Q&A call that we have is more directed towards new people getting their first couple of questions asked about what really is it that we're doing and what is the Creation Lightship and what is Ron doing here. So we always welcome, of course, everyone, and a lot of the times, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're new or whatever, if you've been with us for a while, but we just want to leave that open a little bit to the new people. So, so what should we talk a little bit about the new clearing, Ron? Do you want to go into the timelines and how it is online that people can do their own particular issues?
Yeah, so briefly, what this timeline crashing is for yourself or the person that you pay for the healing for. You can't mix one person and another on the same page. So it's dedicated to whoever signs up for it. So if you do it for yourself, then just do that for yourself. If you want to do maybe something else, maybe your dog or cat or child or parents, then, you know, just get another clearing for them, because it's designed to work with one page only for the person that signed up for it. So it won't go with, you know, your family or friends or loved ones with you in the house. They need to have a separate page to keep it dedicated. So it's a pretty interesting clearing. Maybe we could have Annika pull it up. The main thing is that during this clearing, as you experience it, and most of you probably have felt the samples that we've done in a while here, maybe the last 3 weeks or so on BBS, you may have a residual happening after each timeline crash. And the timeline to get rid of, along with the different issues there that's associated with that, will take, and there's checkbox, so you can click, the checkboxes automatically are checked. So to do the clearing the quickest way, just go in there, and the first part is 15 minutes for all the checkboxes. So they're all included together. And then after that, you do spirit infusion for 15 minutes. So the clearing should take you, we'll say, 30, 31 minutes to do for one timeline. And we have on there 20 timelines to clear. Now, if you need to clear more than 20 timelines, then just start over again. And there's no way to know how many you're going to have. I might put an entry box underneath that to type in the next timeline if you want to go, you know, 21 and further. But basically, you know, 20 is probably, you know, pretty sufficient for most people. And you put an issue in. So you can also put in an issue if you want to clear a timeline, maybe at your house, maybe a room in your house. You can do it for your car. And you can also do it where you work, at your work location. And that's it. You cannot do the timeline clearings for aliens. You can't do it for maybe an old age home or something like that, or, you know, a place where they have animals, rescue animals. It's strictly for you. Otherwise, they'll be too overloaded, and it won't work. So it has to be just for you or the one that you type in the name of. And there's a lot to do there. If you want to be like a scientific investigator on what's happening in a clearing, then you can just do one checkbox at a time. And that will take 15 minutes apiece. So I believe there's maybe 10 clearings that you can do per timeline. Then the 11th one, I believe, is the spirit integration clearing. Now, if you wanted to find out what's happening to you, then you could do that. So, but you're looking at 150 minutes to do one clearing. That's why they're all included as one. But there may be some of you out there who want to see what's happening. You know, so that's good. Now, as a bonus, I put on there a clearing, which is for the alien god timelines. So that's after you clear an issue for yourself. And that same issue could be brought forth into that clearing, but I did not include that. And the fifth... in there and check that out and just see what that does for you. So I heard a beep there. Do we have a caller online?
Yeah. Hello, is anyone out there?
I'm Larry. Hi, Ron, Annika. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, nice to talk to both of you tonight. Ron, I'm wondering if I could get a timeline clearing. The aliens took my left ankle and my left calf and they brought it to Parallel Universe. And can I get a spirit retrieval for that?
Sure. So this will work for everybody. This will be a sample. And here we go. So remember, one timeline is what we're going to be releasing from you. And you could have 20 or more, but this will be one. So here we go, Larry. Are you ready to have this experience?
I'm ready, Freddy.
Okay, ready, Freddy. Here we go. And everybody else, check out your ankle, or maybe ankles, plural. Here we go. So we're going to crash the timelines for ankles. So this is what you'd actually be putting in on the clearing is ankles, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sense, see what's happening. Remember, some of these timelines could crash, fairly quickly, meaning maybe a couple minutes, and some could take maybe a couple of hours. So when you do this clearing, if you sit at your computer, we'll say, and you say, I'm going to put in an hour and a half at this here, because it would be unlimited usage to you for the time that you got on. So if you do the $20 one, it's for 1 week. And if you, you know, keep on it, say a couple hours a day or whatever, know that when you get done, clearing's still working, okay? And that these timelines could be in the beyondo, and it'll take a while for them to crash and be taken away. So, you know, when you turn your computer off, just know that you might have a physical reaction to what's happening because this is the way it works. And different timelines have different lengths to them. Depends what alien race is connected to that timeline, how far out in the dark side universe, you know, they're connecting you to this timeline. And that's the way it works. Now, everyone else who was on that same alien timeline, now these are parallel lives, so anybody else who's on that will be taken off of that also, okay? So once the timeline is disconnected, it's gone. Now, like I said, it's hard to say or know how many timelines you have per issue, but the aliens use these issues that you're dealing with because they gave you the issues. It's in your DNA, so they're responsible for them. They gave you these issues to deal with you more than likely in the parallel lifetimes that you have hundreds of, maybe thousands, because here you only have one life, okay? So why not take advantage of your spirit energy by bringing you into many, many, many parallel lives? So that's the reason why they do that. And so you're going to be noticing that these issues will go to probably also many alien races, so that's why there's many timelines. So just getting rid of one of them is great, you know, if you did it just one time. But you want to keep concentrating on that issue until you feel maybe some relief from it. And, you know, once you feel that peace energy coming into you and you go, yeah, I think this energy is off of me, then what I would suggest doing is come back into the clearing maybe a few days later or maybe a little bit longer. It's up to you. And just see if anything else has popped up. And then do that over again. But the main thing is to get you so that you're a little more separated from the timelines and be able to experience a much better life. And so this is how they are controlling you through issues. So the issues are probably from them, more than likely. If not, you know, you may have brought one on yourself by something, but it's still stored inside of you. It has to be created somewhere. And all we're doing here is recycling creations on this planet. So everybody has the same creation energies of stuff. And it just goes from one person to the next. Also on the clearing, which I'll mention, is a spot on there where it will take the cloned body of you that's here when you're not here and terminate it. Because I don't think any of you would like to be able to, you know, see yourself walking down the street, you know, maybe in your same neighborhood, and hey, you say, hey, that looks like me, you know. So, and you've probably all had this happen to you where somebody came up to you and say, gee, you know, I think I saw you about 6 months ago over here at so-and-so, you know, how you doing? You look at it and you go, I never saw you before. They go, well, I talked to you over at so-and-so. Or they say, you know, Do you live in Alabama? You ever been in there? So they used to look like my distant cousin's neighbor, you know? And you'll know I never lived in Alabama. And so you wonder, what's happening there? Well, that's probably one of your clones that maybe got dropped off there and is living there. So this will actually terminate the clones of you. So maybe if we could, Annika, if it's possible, could you maybe pull up that page? And I don't know if you want to read the information on it.
Okay,
it's
a lot. We could
probably do that. I don't know. It's up to you. If you want to read the information, that might be helpful, too.
The information that talks about the timelines. Okay.
Yeah, that might be good. Because
let me see where I have that now.
Yeah, Mike Cubs, you have that okay?
Yeah, I have it here somewhere. let me go back. It's a lot of words, but, you know, maybe it does explain some things.
Yeah, I got it here if you need it. Do you need it, Annika?
Yeah. Let me see. I can see what I've sent today.
There you go. I'll send it over to you.
Okay, good.
Here we go, everybody. Just sit back and relax, and she will go over what's stated there. And if you have any questions, I also, let us know. And you might be online still, Larry. Thank you for calling, and hopefully your ankles are feeling better. And everyone else listening out there. Back to you, Annika.
I didn't get it, Ron. Sorry. But
can
maybe
come
on
the messenger?
Let's see here. Okay, I got it now. Let me see. My computer is taking a little bit of time, but in the meantime, I can mention that Stephanie has seen a lot of interesting clouds that she's talking about, dove-shaped, and I saw that Marianne was commenting on how it's helped her family. So anyway, here is how, here's the page so I can read here, but I just wanted to thank you all for commenting, and I'll get back more to your comments. But in the meantime, timeline crash. So in the creation of light, existence is experienced in the moment, in the now. There is no time, and all is peaceful. However, eons ago, portions of our universe were invaded by a separate creation, one of darkness. Along with the dark creation came the alien races, who brought with them the reality of time. As they lacked spirit energy in themselves, they found our spirit and body to be a desirable energy source and have developed many ways to feed off us. Enormous amounts of timelines now exist onto which our spirit and our bodies are both abducted and used by these alien races. You may be abducted onto alien artificial intelligence planets and be replaced with a manufactured cloned body representation, a clone identical to you. Forced to live parallel lives in clone bodies, our spirit tends to have to move back and forth between these, and thus causing many more challenges and conditions against our free will. At night, we experience these travels as dreams, and while awake, we are usually unaware of the change between timelines. On these timelines, they can force your spirit into a clone body and have your body living somewhere else on another timeline. Or you can be a clone here or be living in many other lifetimes, or a combination of both. So there are basically three possibilities. One, the aliens can abduct your spirit on a timeline. Two, the aliens can abduct your body on a timeline and have your body living on another timeline. Or three, or a combination of the two on one or multiple timelines. This timeline crashing is to release you from the parallel lifetimes that the aliens abduct you onto for their experimentation. By removing a timeline, you remove the clone, and your spirit fragment that had left you is returned back to you. This clearing will also benefit everybody else who is living, either in a body or as a clone on that specific timeline. Please note this clearing is to be done for only one person for whom you had ordered it online. And this clearing is to be done for any personal issue you have, physical challenges and conditions, emotional, mental, etc. It works very well with the intensives that clear out life forms that already inhabit the body. When you have had your spirit barcode removed as well, this clearing is much more effective. This clearing may also be done for your residence, place of work, or car. You cannot, however, do this clearing for large areas like malls or freeways or for another person. This powerful clearing is just for what is stated here, your own personal issues, and not for clearing planets, ships, alien races, or anything like that. After you finish a timeline crash, you may sense the effects throughout the day, experiencing physical sensations as the clone of you is being brought back and forth throughout these timelines. Relax during the clearing process and, if you wish, take a shower during or after the clearing. If you look outside, you might also notice clouds breaking up, more blue skies and changing skies. Once on the clearing page, you need to type in your name. In a drop-down box below, you will choose the first timeline, one. Below that, if you have an issue, residence, workplace, or car to clear, you will enter that. The aliens need a venue, emotional situation, or a location to abduct you. Past, present, and future boxes are checked automatically so that you may do them all to speed up the process. However, there might be some of you who would like to do them individually in order to investigate each individual clearing separately within a major timeline crash. The clearing takes about 15 minutes per timeline crash, finalizing it in step 11 with 15 minutes of spirit infusion. 11 steps follow each part, 15 minutes each if checked separately. Timeline crash, intersecting, combined timeline, satellite transmission disconnection, alien planet disconnection, alien life form darkness to light clearing, alien race termination, and that is if the option to come to the light is refused, alien clone earth body termination, alien mind body programming removal, alien implants body objects removal, alien repeating pattern removal, and then the spirit body integration. Once these steps are complete, you may go back to start on the second timeline. We only listed 20, but you may choose to do more. After the timeline is crashed, then your physical body should be here on Earth. This will remove one particular timeline at a time, which is connected to your issue. How many timelines do I need to clear? There is no way to know how many timelines you're connected to on any given issue. Continue clearing it until you feel a sense of peace. You may wish to revisit an issue in a week or so to see if any other alien timelines are now present. This clearing is designed for you to regain more of your own power and control and become peaceful. Two recommended clearings to augment this process is the spirit barcode removal and the body rejuvenation intensives. Over to you, Ron.
Well, that kind of sums it up there. So that's the clearing. It's very, a lot of stuff's going on in there. And then we have the God clearing there too, the God timeline, which was added. So I heard a beep. So is our beeper still out there?
I'm here.
Hi, so how can we
help
you?
Who's out there?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there. Okay, I had a really weird experience about a week and a half ago on when I was on the Fast Chat. I was listening to the show. I can't remember what night it was, but it was a week and a half or two ago. And I was doing two projects, you know, I was multitasking. I was listening to the show, and I was also doing some computer input, you know, for work, and I was going back and forth between screens. And one time when I came back to the BB, and I hadn't typed anything in the fast chat boxes. I just didn't type anything in that night. Anyway, one time when I came back to the fast chat, there was a word typed in one of the boxes that I had not put there. Any thoughts?
So maybe, nope. Stephanie, if you share, do you want to share that word?
Yeah, the word, I don't know how you would pronounce it, but like I think it's a name, possibly. N like Nancy, A-C-H-R-I-S-T. Nay Christ, nah Christ, I don't know. But that word was in my, I think it was in the middle box, the message part of my fast chat.
Boy, I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, weird.
One of my suggestions when I spoke to Stephanie was that possibly she might want to clear that on the NATO barcode clearing, Ron. What do you say?
Yeah, I would definitely do that because that sounds like that might be the way to do that.
Okay.
Just stuff. It could be also entities that are coming in. You know, I could say possibly you may have had a lapse of consciousness.
That's so
where you thought you were here, but something could have possibly taken over your body momentarily and your body type for a couple of maybe seconds, you know.
That's unbelievable,
yeah.
I mean, that's what it would sound like, but I felt completely normal and calm.
It's pretty hard, unless if you had an entity in the room, you know, and entities can be very strong, and they can, you know, turn light switches on and off and close doors and things, and maybe even worse. So it's possible that could have been what happened to you.
Okay.
Or it just could be that maybe you just weren't home for a split second and your fingers worked and you just lost that consciousness. So it's hard to say what that could be.
Okay.
Maybe it was only you who saw it, Stephanie, even though I see Freedom is mentioning.
Okay, and what could have happened is the fast chat could have got hacked by somebody.
Oh, well, now that makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense, yes. Okay, so someone else somewhere put that in there, and that occurred to me, you know, maybe it was a computer thing.
It's very possible that somebody took your name and typed it in, and then all of a sudden you looked over and it was there. So, there are people that like to do that, to play games with people, and that could be what it could be, too.
But it wasn't part of the chat. You know, it wasn't part of the conversation. It was in my white box that I would type letters into. You know what I'm saying? It never made it up to the conversation. It never got posted. So I don't know if somebody can do that, you know.
Yeah, well, they can. Yeah, you cannot post it, but somebody else could have posted something.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's very possible.
Okay.
Possible.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So, Ron, you know, I see here that Joseph was mentioning that he saw a cloud with a dragon resting on its back. And what's the meaning of this, Ron? And I did see some beautiful pictures with dragons in the sky. And Joseph was also mentioning about that it could have been chemtrail clouds. And unfortunately, yes, we are dealing with chemtrail clouds as well at times, but we're seeing so many different things now that are actually not chemtrail clouds but are due to timeline crashes and that sort of thing. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the clouds that are upside down, so that's nice to see a dragon upside down. Very wonderful. So when these clouds are upside down, typically what that would mean is that the particular animal that's in them having a cloud form around them, because they're at a slightly different level of consciousness than we are, meaning that we can't see them. Can they see us? Hard to say. Can they see the aliens? I would say more than likely yes, because they go out and attack them. So I would say they're probably seeing more than what we're seeing, even though we can't see them physically up there flying around. But we do have a lot of information from the past on myths about animals flying, you know, and we know that, you know, we have heard of dragons before, so a lot of movies have dragons in them. And, you know, they were real. Otherwise, why would they talk about them? So, a lot has happened throughout the history of the planet here, but the dragons are there to help fight off the darkness. And when any animal goes into the resting mode, a lot of times they'll be turned upside down. So it may be hard to recognize. You might have to look at something differently to understand that you're seeing feet up in the air with a body. And if you turn it over, it might be very obvious if you could maybe stand on your head to look at it. But if you're looking at it normally, it might not appear to you, you know, that way. So that's what they are. But yeah, it's nice to see the clouds showing up with the animals. Very, very nice. I've never seen a flower yet, but I have seen animals show up. And then naturally, I do see the alien faces, look like skeleton heads, grays, et cetera, you know, up there. So and they don't look too pleasant. So I think we have a caller. So,
sounds like it. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. I had the same thing on my computer. It wouldn't come off. I would type stuff in, and it would come right back up.
Okay, so it's something messing with us, and that does happen, unfortunately, especially when you talk about the real truth. There are some beings that might not want that to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing was Monday, about 2 hours after the show, something hit my back, and, oh, man, really painful, and it was the mid-back and into the right kidney, and then I talked to another close friend, and she got hit exactly the same.
So, yeah, you know, there's a lot going on, and just about what was going on with BBS has actually said that they do have, they might have a problem at times with it, so, yeah, that does happen. So, but I know you were looking at the timelines crashing, and I have a lot of people asking about it. So do you want to share anything that you discovered so far, Linda?
Sure. First time I brought up the new clearing, it was kind of fun because you could feel different sensations, a little in the head, and then the shoulders and arms getting really heavy. And then things have just been getting lighter and more fun. And then I noticed another clearing I was doing was getting big release on the alien attack during the same time. And just been watching the skies have been fascinating. Saw a dragon one day and different birds and just so much movement and timeline crashings. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I see so many people are saying similar things, too, that they've seen amazing things, not just here, but, I mean, it is a lot on the fact set today, too. So it's very, very interesting. So did you start any of it yet?
Yes.
The crashing?
Yes. I'm on my first one, and I'm, let's see, on the third timeline.
Oh, that's good.
For the first issue. Yeah. And just be nice to give my body that opportunity to heal itself without all the interference.
Yeah, that's so great. That is so great. So how do you feel from it? How are you feeling now? I mean, we do know that sometimes, you know, it can take a bit of time and you might feel things going on. How is your feelings or your reaction, Linda?
Right now, there's just a very subtle vibration going on. And one minute I'm remembering what I want to talk about, and the next minute it's like, what was that again? I'm kind of bouncing back and forth a little bit.
Yeah. Have you felt any peace coming to you from it yet?
You know, I'm pretty peaceful most of the time, so it would be pretty subtle for me.
Sure.
But it's just different sensations.
Yeah, that's so great. So is there anything else you wanted to ask about it? I think you might have already gotten your answer, but you were thinking about doing it for somebody else, right?
Yeah, he talked about that first thing in the show. So I think we're good there.
Okay.
But I'm going to have fun. My Christmas presents will be timeline clearings for friends having big issues.
Oh, that is so great. That is wonderful. And is there any timeline that was felt stronger for you than any of the other ones that you were doing today?
I've only been doing this for a couple hours, so not yet.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be able to answer that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So, Ron, do you want to comment?
Yeah, she's probably right in the middle of it. So, yeah, when you're in the middle of it, you really kind of don't know what to say. You do feel the energy is moving through you, around you, as you're rock and rolling through these timelines. And remember, as a timeline crashes, if you are sitting there and there's a clone in you, which you won't really know, it's yanked out of you, terminated, and then you come back here again. Now, if you happen to go get bounced from one timeline to another one, and then you finally come back here, that also happens. So they keep pulling out the clones out of what's here on those timelines. But at the very end is when you actually can come back here, if that's the problem, okay? But once that clone is terminated, then you are returned. So just know that during a particular timeline crash, you could be going out into other timelines that are tangent to that one. So you might have 100 clones in you in 5 minutes being jerked out and on and off and going every which way as they get terminated. And each time you come back here with your spirit, and then as they find another timeline, then that energy of the clone can also be with you. So you could be here with your spirit in the front, and we'll say having 100 clones waiting to pop up. When your spirit's gone, those clones get activated because they're dormant, okay? This is why we have that clone termination. Now, like I said earlier, what if you happen to have a clone that somehow materialized, which they can do, because you're material, right? You're physical. And, you know, how would it be if you went into the grocery store and you saw 5 people?
Okay, so we're back. So, Ron, I have a question here from Holly. Why does it shake up time reality so much to do timeline crashing?
Oh, that's because you're living parallel lives all the time. So if you lived in the now, in the present moment of source energy, there would be no timelines whatsoever because the timelines are parallel lifetimes. Okay? So the dark side creates a cloned artificial life timeline where they abduct you onto. And that's why it's so traumatic sometimes or dynamic for people, because you're being bounced back and forth. And the body is kind of startled because in your place where you are, the GPS location, you're being taken in and out. Just think of going on a roller coaster ride, and you're going up and down, up and down, up and down, or some ride that makes you do that. You know, all of a sudden your body goes, man, I don't like this. I can't get stabilized. And that's what's happening. And so the energy that holds your space also is connected somehow, and I can't describe this or explain it, but it's somehow connected to you. So you still get the memory of this process. So they must leave part of your spirit here to hold the space, and your spirit's going through this up and down stuff also, which is why you're experiencing it. And it may not even be the body going through that process. It may be your spirit being bounced back and forth, trying to hang on to the location, okay? Not holding on to the clone, because your spirit will never go into the clone, but it may be holding on to the physical GPS location. So when you finally come back here, you're able to have a landing point. So I think we have a caller. Anybody
hello
out there? Hello.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika. This is Victoria Ann.
Hi. Victoria Ann. How are you?
Oh, hey. I'm here. And, Ron, what you were just saying, I heard bits and pieces of it before I called in. It's true. I'm finding, like you said, that and I haven't gone on the new clearing, which I'm planning to do very shortly. But I'm finding that because, and I really agree with you, if you have that spirit barcode removed, you're able to handle this up and down easier, even though it still is hard at times. And you're able to identify, you know, before, sometimes seconds before it happens, and I can go into my heart center real quickly. And, of course, I'm finding, as we all know, that being more in the heart center is going to help you right out no matter what's going on here. But and it's true, Ron, and I did see those clouds. I've seen them before and could not understand what was going on. All that you're saying tonight fits into my reality, and I've been slammed like crazy, but the only thing is I know that I've made it through a lot easier being connected to the website, being connected to on the conference calls, actually sometimes asking for the light being help, not in my spirit first, but just to, you know, just to stay connected. And I do have one other question, but I wanted to see if you had any feedback on that as well.
Sure, go ahead. So since you're very sensitive and can sense these, you're probably more sensitive than most people maybe who are possibly listening. The way it sounds, but maybe not. Just a question here. How are the other people around you that you can see, since you're a seer, responding, acting when these lines are being crashed? Because they're being crashed right now, even though you're not doing a clearing. The light ship is still crashing timelines. Okay? So how are they behaving in your life? How are they affecting you? And how do they affect others?
Well, Ron, they were affecting me negatively. It seemed like any negative that was bouncing off on them would bounce off on me. People I'd carpooled to work with, you know, like I was on one lane on the 5 in Seattle, and the guy is not there. Someone else is driving. Because the guy that I drive with is a good driver. All of a sudden, we were in a parallel life, and I was with him because he was driving the car. So I was in that car. And so that was kind of weird, and right away I went into my heart center and started doing everything I could to be in present time, and I think that helped pull us out of that faster. But right now I'm trying to do as much as I can without other people. I had to see some people yesterday on a business matter, and before I went in, I did the protection on myself, my finances, my agreements with them, and everything, and I went into heart-centered, and I did about almost 60 to 100. I increased my life force energy. When I walked in, they did my show. They did what I needed to have done, A to B, without any craziness. But it's preparing ahead if you can, and if you cannot, I'm trying to stay away from as many people because people want to pull you into their dramas, into their traumas, and it's just stay is, and if we have family in our homes, the same thing. My pet will pull me off crazy, and I've gone on to Be Here Now with her and myself, and I've gone on ask for emergency help with my pet because sometimes she's the sweetest little thing. She's very sensitive, but she can pull me crazy. So it's having that peace, staying connected with these calls, and when you feel it coming, get into your heart center. And Ron, you said one time that it's easier as we go. Trust that you can stay in your heart center. You don't have to go through a big 5 or 10 minutes to get into your heart center. Just stop what you're doing quietly to yourself, do the countdown, and you're there. So I can do it now with, you know, 4 times sometimes. And I'm not bragging about it. This is all, I mean, I'm out here. I feel like gorillas are chasing me all the time. And it was great today on the conference call when you said, Ron, the gorillas are helping us. So anyway, enough of that. So it's both ways. I stay, when we're doing these timeline crashes and things, I try to stay away from, I don't go to the malls. I try to stay, even shopping, I'll try to do it another time when I am peaceful and I'm calm and I planned it. That's what I'm finding. I don't go out my door unless I plan it a little bit, and it doesn't take away from the now. Anyway, I hope that feedback helps, Ron, and I'm here just like everyone else trying to go step by step.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Victoria, and it's a good advice, and it's what's really helping you, and I think everybody will sense what they need to, too, hopefully. So is it your calmness or other calmness from others that you feel, or do you feel
calmness or their we can get sucked into their world if you're sensitive. If you're at this site, I figure anyone that's here that's heart centered is more sensitive than anyone else on the planet because we're in our hearts. But at the same time, we have the power to be neutral in the now. I mean, some days I don't have to do that so much, and other days it's like, oh, boy, it's going to be one of these days. Okay, I'll ask for my spirit to give me strength to stay in the now more and neutral, even if I have to verbally say it. And, you know, Annika, connecting with you and Ron and the website and all the wonderful beings, it's just that gives you the calmness. But basically it's just everybody's different. Do whatever it takes for you to feel that peace. I mean, there's so much more I could do, and I just haven't had the time, and I don't want to use that as an excuse, but it's just doing what you know. Your spirit, you know. Even if you haven't done the spirit barcode removal, the spirit that you have within you knows what's best for you. And then when you connect with all the available things that we have through the Creation Lightship, and those who are on these calls that are connected with the Lightship for healings and things, you have even more power. So those out there who haven't done the calls, and I'm not doing this as an advertisement because it's just from my own experience, get on the calls. Get yourself in a power position with your being hot with your heart and your spirit, and then the body will kind of follow. That's what I'm finding. That's another thing, Ron. The other thing, too, I'm glad on that. One more thing, and I'm going to be quiet. The thing on the new program, which Annika read, the new healing, Ron, is so great because you mentioned we can put our cars there. We can put our homes and spaces. And that day when I was in that car with that other guy and all of a sudden there's someone else there driving, I almost panicked. And he almost had an accident. But I do know it's because I got, no matter what was going on, I got into my heart centered. And no matter what was going to happen, I was going to get through that. And that's the determination and the decision you have to make. And it's easier if we're in our hearts. So thank you for that. I'm going to definitely do that. And try to not drive with other people who you know if you don't have to.
I mean, that just protect yourself a little bit more during these times until it gets all settled and more peaceful. That's what I'm doing.
That's great.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for that time. I'm glad I can share. It was worth the hardship I've gone through.
Okay, and we have our Q&A tonight after this call in about 10 minutes. I'll give you the phone number,
okay,
everybody. So it's 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. So we can maybe type that on the fast chat. 646-519-5800. PIN 9009, starting a little bit after 8 o'clock. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, Victoria Ann, for sharing. I did hear a beep before, but I don't know if anyone's out there or holding on. Is anyone there waiting?
Yeah, can you hear?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Annika.
Hi.
I'm on. It's Pauline.
Hi.
It's been a while. Yes, I have a question.
Pauline.
Yeah. You know, I had done with you, like, one of my very first clearings, practically, a couple of years ago, the Current Life Parallel Lives one, where you did the clone bodies taking out of the clone Earths and clone planets. It's not quite the same, is it? It's not, I mean, it's something you do for your whole lifetime. Do you recommend you do that and the past life one before you do any of these timeline crashings?
Okay, yeah, that one is for up to now. So that one's a little different. It's very similar.
Well, I felt the dizziness when, like as if, like, when you do the timeline crashing, you just...
Doing that clearing, those are pretty heavy, you know.
Yeah, it was very heavy, and it was important for me to have done that, because you didn't have this clearing yet.
Have this one. I think that they're probably all very important.
Yeah, now you even have it, and everybody has... They're lucky now that it's even at a reduced price for them. They can do their current lifetimes. And then I didn't get the chance to do the past life ones. So you recommend, if I wanted to, those, it was like taking all of my, it would be doing it all at once rather than doing these, the timeline crashes, or I should do them in conjunction.
Yeah, I would do it in conjunction, yes, because it will take away other things too, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so glad you called in, Pauline, and got your question, because I did see your question and I wanted to bring it up, and I'm glad you called. And yes, I noticed myself from just doing a little bit of timeline crashing here myself today that whatever else I was working with, other clearings, are so much more powerful that actually doing things in conjunction is just going to make it even more powerful. So I think it's a really good thing to actually go back after you do some timeline crashing and do the past life clone bodies or the current
just for you, right?
Clone bodies.
When you do those, it's only personally to you, but when you do the timeline crashing, like Ron said, it's doing everybody within that timeline, whereas if I just did my current life or my past life, it would just be for me in particular.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Eric has a good comment here. Timeline crashing, get the monkey off your back. Very, very good.
That's a good one. Could be
what?
A lot worse, but monkey's great, Eric. That's tongue-in-cheek, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Tim has an interesting question that kind of moved away, but I wanted to bring it up because apparently he's saying there are belief systems that, you know, has to do with having a timeline or something. So he was asking, can you clear the belief system irritated by no timeline to connect to? So I don't know if that makes sense to you, Ron, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I might put that on the clearing too, about clearing your belief system associated with the timeline. I got to work on that one, because if I do one, I'll have to probably add a few more things. So I'm not sure here. But yeah, because they do give you a belief. Now, that could be under, on the healing we have, let me try to pull the page up here if I can here. And I'll just talk about, I hope I have it here. Let's see. I'm going to talk about I'm looking here. Maybe I got it
off. Do you remember which step?
It was a step that maybe about halfway through it dealt with implants and implants and objects. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I could put maybe one after that, which deals with the belief system that they program. Oh yeah, the fabric. You want to read them off to people?
Anna, yeah, I kind of did before.
Okay,
timeline crash.
Timeline
crash, intersecting combined timelines, satellite transmission disconnection, alien planet disconnection, alien life form, darkness to light clearing, alien race termination, alien clone Earth body termination, alien mind body programming removal, alien implants body objects removal, alien repeating pattern removal, which is relates to pattern in clothing, carpets, fabrics. And then it's the spirit-body integration and alien god time removal. And then after that, spirit-body integration again.
Yeah, so on the there's one about fabrics, clothing and fabrics here. So what happens is that if you have symbols, let's say you're wearing a shirt. Everybody, look at their clothing right now. Are you wearing squares on your shirt? Are you wearing circles? Are you wearing patterns that get repeated, okay? And most of you are probably going to say, yeah, unless you're wearing all one solid color. Otherwise, you're going to be seeing patterns. And look at your carpet. Look at your drapes. The aliens can attach programs and implants to these because it's a stationary thing. And each one of those can regenerate and resonate with the same pattern, okay? Remember, we talked about people on other shows about wearing, like, a T-shirt with a crystal skull on it or... you know, something like that, not a crystal skull, but skull and crossbones, wearing, you know, like an octopus T-shirt on. So what are you drawing to yourself? You're drawing that energy. Well, the same thing happens to these things around you, and the aliens can use that to work with you through that patterning. Remember, that's like your natal chart. Remember, there's letters and numbers. Well, they can also use patterns, okay? So that's on the clearing to release that from you. So it looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here. So
yes,
I'll be on the conference call
so
in about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so,
and we can go on the Q&A.
5800. PIN number is 9009. And again, we have our starting body rejuvenation and ascension program. That's starting on the 11th of this month, which is Saturday. Then we have three adjacent 8-hour Sunday calls. So that's on the website now. I'll be sending out emails probably shortly here. So I'll say blessings to all of you, everybody, and have a wonderful evening, and maybe see you in 5 minutes. So please call in, and we'll see you then, and we'll get your questions ready. Blessings. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact the world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.